Chapter 6. In the Hollow Hill. Standing in the cold, Jack felt afraid again. There were big paw prints in the moonlit snow all around the house. "The wolves were here," said Kathleen.
"Perhaps we should go back inside," said Teddy.
"No," said Kathleen. "We must walk with Jack and Annie back to the sleigh and send them on their journey to the Hollow Hill."
"Yes, of course," said Teddy, nodding.
As they all headed cautiously toward the rocks, Jack glanced back at the house of the Norns. He wished they could return to its cozy warmth. Kathleen put her hand on his shoulder.
"Come," she said, "you must hurry."
Jack trudged with the others through the passage in the rocks. When they got to the other side, there was no sign of the two white wolves. The silver sleigh was waiting in the moonlight. Jack and Annie climbed inside it.
"Can't you come with us?" Jack asked Teddy and Kathleen.
"Remember, you said if we all work together, we can do anything."
"Aye," said Teddy.
"But what the ice wizard said is true. Only mortals can undo a bargain with the fates."
"Do not fear," said Kathleen. "We will be with you in spirit, and we will meet you back at the wizard's palace at dawn."
"How will you get there?" asked Annie.
"I have a few rhymes I can try," said Teddy, smiling.
"And I have a bit of Selkie magic," said Kathleen.
"And we have our wind string," said Annie.
"Hasten then to the Hollow Hill," said Kathleen.
"And remember what the Norns told you," said Teddy.
"Never look at the frost giant."
"I know," said Jack. He pulled out the wind string. He took off his gloves and untied a knot. A breeze began to blow. Jack untied a second knot. The breeze grew stronger, the sail unfurled, and the runner slid forward. Jack untied a third knot. The wind blew hard, the white sail snapped, and the sleigh took off through the night.
"Stand fast," Teddy called after them.
Jack and Annie waved goodbye to Teddy and Kathleen as the sleigh slid swiftly over the sea ice. Soon the sleigh bumped onto the snow-covered plain and veered off sharply to the right.
"No, toward the North Star," Jack called to Annie.
Annie turned the rudder, steering the sleigh back on course. They sailed toward the bright star in the distance. As the silver runner swished across the windswept snow, Jack braced himself against the cold. He kept a lookout for the white wolves, but he didn't see any sign of them as the sleigh sped across the moonlit plain. Soon he could see a row of snow-covered hills in the distance.
"Look," he said, "there it is."
He pointed to one of the hills, the only one without a peak.
"Tie her down," Annie shouted.